Welcome back. My name's Dixon Hunley, and this is another Tell Me Something Great Tuesday. It's that one day of the week that you share what it is that's making you smile, what's making you happy, and what you're grateful for with someone else, and ask them what it is that they're grateful for. Now, I'm not going to let you go through this alone. I'm going to start us off. Are you ready to spread some happiness and some gratitude as far as we can? All right, let's get into it. This week, I'm grateful for lists. Why lists? I'm grateful for them because they're incredibly helpful. They help you remember things. You have a grocery list so you don't forget to pick up anything at the store. You have a to-do list that helps you remember, organize, and prioritize all the projects you have to do. You even have a playlist of all your favorite music. Lists are great. There's another list that some people make, and I'd like to challenge you to make one of these lists of your own. It'll be quick and easy to do, and I'm willing to bet that once you've done it, you're going to feel a lot better. See, right now we're all going through some trying times. A lot of you are taking on roles that you've never even trained for, and all of you are facing challenges that you've never encountered before. With all the struggles and the challenges, sometimes it's hard to just get through the day, and it's even harder to stay upbeat and positive. This list can help with that. I want you to get out a piece of paper, and at the top, I want you to write, "I am grateful for," and then list as many things that you can that you're grateful for to have in your life. Now, these things don't have to be life-changing or monumental things. They can be as simple as having on a clean pair of socks, to things that are as important as having an amazing family. Now, take 2 minutes to write down as many things as you can. Maybe you're really down in the dumps and can't think of a single thing that you're grateful for. That's okay. You can still do this challenge. As a matter of fact, you're the person who needs to take this challenge most of all. Now I want you to get out a piece of paper and write at the top of it, "I like." Take 2 minutes and write down as many things that you can think of that you like. Do you have your paper ready? Do you have something to write with? Ready, set, go! Don't think about what or why you're writing, just write. Penmanship doesn't count in this exercise. There'll be no points taken away for spelling errors. Don't look at your neighbor's papers. Eyes on your own papers. What you like and your gratitude is your own. There are no wrong or right answers. Let go of everything and just write. Let go of your stress. Set your inhibitions free. Be proud of what it is that you're grateful for and celebrate the things that you like. Keep writing. Write as many things down as you can. Keep going. You've got this. Keep going. Keep going. You got this. And stop. Now, I'm sure that was less than 2 minutes, and that's okay. If you need more time, just hit pause and come back when you're finished. You take all the time that you need to complete your list. Some of you will discover that your list is never complete. You're going to have new things come into your lives that you like and are grateful for all the time. When that happens, just grab your list and add to it. This is going to be a living document that grows as often as you grow, and that's one of the things that's so exciting about this challenge. Now that you have your list completed, it's time to move on to step 2 of this challenge. I want you to look at that piece of paper and think about all the great things that you have in your life. Think about the items on that list and why you feel grateful for everything on it. As you read down your list, I want you to be aware of how you feel. Are you still feeling tired and down, alone, or defeated? You're not. You're feeling the opposite. I bet you're being flooded with feelings of excitement and happiness and joy. Now hold on to that feeling of joy that you get when you reflect back on your list. Wrap your arms around it and welcome it in. And get a firm grip on that feeling. You deserve to feel this way, and you should be proud of feeling this way. Now it's time for step 3 of the challenge. Once you've had a firm grip on that joy, you need to share it. Share this challenge with all of your family and friends. Share it with strangers. Share it with anyone who needs a reminder that life is amazing if you just take time to remember that there's a lot of great in all of our worlds. Joy and happiness were meant to be spread around. Every wave starts out as a tiny ripple. Now take your tiny ripple of joy and happiness and share it. As others share their ripple, it starts to get stronger and stronger until it turns into a massive wave. Start at home with your ripple, share it with your family, have your family share it with your neighbors, and share until we have a wave of happiness that crashes over our entire community. We can spread some much-needed happiness one person at a time, one house at a time, one community at a time, until we've flooded the world. All it takes is you creating one tiny ripple to get this started. Are you ready to start a flood? I can't wait. Message me on Twitter at DHH2COM or email me at info@DHH2.com or join the Tell Me Something Great Tuesday Facebook group. Links are available in the show description. Now share your list with the rest of us so we can all support each other. Share the show with your friends so they can join the challenge. Let's see how many people we can bring some joy to today. That wraps it up for this week's Tell Me Something Great Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening. If you guys enjoy the show, please use the links provided in the show description to subscribe to this podcast. Your subscriptions, your shares, your 5-star reviews, they help the show out tremendously. Again, thank you all for listening. Until next time, remember to always share your great and never forget, I love you. Today's episode is brought to you by DHH2 Enterprises. If you like free gifts and feeling great, then you have to go to dhh2.com/shop now to get your free gift, an ebook preview of Adventure Walks and Monkey Talks. Adventure Walks and Monkey Talks is an encouraging book about life, learning, happiness, and love. Go to dhh2.com/shop now right now to get your free gift.